we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of coceros. Can't you?
Live from the studios of Longport Media, News Talk 1400 WOND presents A Pause for Your Pet with Lori Young. It's everything you need to know about your pet. And now here's Lori Young.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Pause for Your Pet. So happy that you're with us today on this warm, beautiful Sunday. We're not going to have too many more days like this because we are heading toward my favorite time of the year, the fall. But anyway, I hope that no one is walking their dog. I was driving up and I saw someone walking a boxer, and it's really not time of day, even though there's a little breeze. You want to wait till the sun goes down, or you want to do it early in the morning. And again, I mention quite often how important it is not to walk our pets in the heat of the day. Absolutely on these type of days. And tomorrow's going to be another clincher. Today's informative show may give you and your pet more security, knowing that there is a group of great volunteers that dedicate their time, care, and love to finding lost pets before harm may come to them. My very special guests today are Debbie and Matt Geisinger of the volunteer group I Lost My Dog. Get that name, I Lost My Dog. Debbie and Matt also rescue dogs. When they are looking for lost dogs, they come across many times of these other dogs that have been abandoned. But Debbie and Matt rescue these dogs that have been abandoned and deserted. These dogs are given shelter, medical attention, and rehabilitation. The I Lost My Dog organization will then try to find them a forever home. We will meet Debbie and Matt in just a moment, and please, they're going to be throwing out their website quite often. They do need donations. That's not what this show is about, and everybody knows that. I don't come on air to talk about money. But these organizations are great organizations, and that's the only reason why they're on my show, because I believe in them, I support them, and they do need financial aid. So anyone out there, if you have any extra money just laying around like we all do, right, under our mattresses, we wish, please, it doesn't matter if it's a dollar, 50 cents, all of that adds up. So please, if you can donate to Matt and Debbie, they do this out of the goodness of their heart. They make nothing on this. And when one dog or a cat or two dogs are adopted, they bring in four more to take their place, and they need help, just like many organizations do. This is a true blue organization. I know a lot of people donate to the Humane Society. Those people, and I'm going to be honest with you, not that I'm against the Humane Society. I guess they do decent things. But all of the executives make six-figure amounts, okay? Why should they be doing that? Should be going to the animals to save the animals, but they do not. So, and all these things you get in the mail, these blankets and these trinkets, that's where all your money goes to pay for that. Very, very little of the money and the dollars that you, through your good heart, donate go to the animals. So please know that. ASPCA, the Humane Society, many of these shelters, do your research. An organization like I Lost My Dog, Debbie and Matt, it goes straight to the dog, straight to the cat, to rescue, to save during that 11th hour. And speaking of which, okay, we're going to get to the 11th hour, but here I'm on my soapbox. Again, if you'd like to speak with Debbie or Matt, if you've lost your dog, if your dog has been stolen, if you don't know what to do, if you have found a dog, please give us a call. 927-1100, 927-1100. And to the winner today of our question of the day goes cannolis, a certificate for cannolis from Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. Also, a free weekend for your dog or cat now at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel. They have a cattery, and they do have a kennel, and they are awesome. They're located in Millville, New Jersey, and that's Danielle Ford. She's wonderful. And they're also a grooming center. Also, a bag of free kibble of your choice from Pet Pros Pet Supplies, and a hoodie. And they are right across from Jeanette and John Gimza's Circle Liquor. I just came from Jeanette's, and we had a wonderful meeting for our Alliance, New Jersey Animal Advocacy Alliance, and we are going to start doing spay and neuter clinics, okay, with Nancy Beal And Nancy does a great job. But our organization is raising money to spay and neuter ferals and any of your cats and dogs. We will be promoting this. I will be promoting it on my show. We'll tell you where, the date, and the time. And it's very, very inexpensive. And we're going to offer this out to you. That's what our alliance is about, the New Jersey Animal Advocacy Alliance. So please listen up. And if you can't afford to have it done, we will be subsidizing this. You'll pay a few dollars, but we want you to have your cats and dogs spayed and neutered. Please, please. This will stop an overpopulation of unwanted, beautiful animals in our country. Also, to the winner goes one free month of dance for any new customers at Dance and Fitness. That's Sean and Mary Lynn, and they are on Tilton Road in Northfield, New Jersey. And they are going to be moving onto Fire Road. So all these great gifts go to one lucky winner. And again, if you'd like to speak with Debbie or Matt, I Lost My Dog, or just say hi to me, just give us a call, 927-1100, News Talk, 1400 WOND. And we are always streaming live. If you cannot hear us and you don't want to get the word out to a friend who's not in our listening vicinity, tell them on their computer, WONDradio.com, WONDradio.com. And my lovely producer behind the dials is Brianna. Hey, Bri, how are you?
Hi, Lori. I'm good. How are you?
You're on the phone, Bri, so you're just going to give us a quick hi. Okay. A traffic update every weekend on the half hour throughout August here on News Talk 1400 WND. We will be bringing you traffic report updates, keeping you hopefully ahead of traffic tie-ups. And if you happen to be stuck in traffic, News Talk 1400 WOND is the station that you do want to be tuned onto. And I want to wish my VSP a very lovely day and sunshine and rainbows from the 11th hour. As I just said before, the 11th hour Rescue in Mount Olive. They are awesome. They are having a 10th annual ice cream social, and that's going to be in Lake Hepatcon Jewish Community Center. I'm from up North Jersey, so it's not too far from me. And that is Lake Hepatcon Jewish Community Center, 15 Durbin Road, Hepatcon, New Jersey, Sunday, August 23rd, 2015, noon to 5 p.m. And you can just, and if you need to get in touch, you can call 908-852-7703, or here's the email. That's Kaiser, K-E-Y-S-E-R, that's Roger, who does great things, at addsys.com, K-E-Y-S-E-R, at addsys.com. So please contact them, and it's a great event. You're going to spend time socializing with your pup while enjoying a delicious make-your-own sundae with Edie's Ice Cream. They're going to have everything there. You can chow down, give some to your dog, as long as it's vanilla, not chocolate, and make some new friends. It's a great social event, and for more information, you can also visit www.ehrdogs.org, www.ehrdogs.org, and look at some of the beautiful dogs and cats that they have up for adoption. They are beautiful. And this organization, that is the 11th Hour Rescue, rescues dogs during the 11th hour, just before they're going to be euthanized. They take the dogs in. They're all volunteers, just like Debbie and Matt do, and they save these dogs and find them beautiful homes. So go online here in South Jersey and see if there might be a beautiful, they have everything. They have every beautiful type of puppy and kitty that you possibly may want. And that's the 11th Hour Rescue. So for more information on the ice cream social, that's going to be on August 23rd, Sunday, please, www.ehrdogs.com. And I'm sorry, .org. They are a 501c3, so they would be .org. And Pet Pros Pet Supplies right here in Summers Point. They have great things, hands-on attention. Stop in and say hello to Bruno, Craig, Matt, Laura, and Robin. They do great things. They're a one-of-a-kind store, and they've been around forever, and they have some very loyal customers. I know I'm one. So stop in and say hello to them, and you will receive exclusive hands-on attention for your pet's needs. Give them a call, 927-3232, 927-3232. And also, they are one of our adoption sites right here in South Jersey. Many beautiful cats and kittens are always up for adoption through LIC. That's Life Improvement for Cats and Kittens, and that's Peggy Thompson. And Debbie does a great job. Debbie, who's on our alliance, she's always rescuing kitties. Mew to you. That's Judy Canton. She does a great job. And, of course, the Cape May County Animal Shelter, Judy and Leslie, and Sheriff Schaefer. They do a great job. They are the lowest in the state for euthanasia. And also, that's Judy and Leslie. They're great over there. So, again, Pet Pros Pet Supplies, designated as one of our South Jersey adoption sites. Go in there, give them a call, 927-3232, and stop in and say hi to Bruno, Laura, Barb, and Robin. Hi, guys. They are wonderful, and they are going to be very, very happy to help you. I lost my dog. Well, before we're going to get into that, we're talking about a lost dog. And I think this is a great preface to introducing Debbie and Matt Geisinger, Pet Amber Alert. Our beautiful, beautiful Tyler, still missing, $1,000 reward. Last seen in Galloway, New Jersey. He is an Australian Shepherd, 9 years old, a male, brown and white. And he has a little bit of caramel ticking on him, 50 pounds, a little timid, but very friendly, loves to play fetch. That's Tyler. If you have seen him or you do see him at the moment, do not hesitate to call Vicki. That's 609-457-2150, 609-457-2150, and you can always share on Facebook. Please keep your eyes open for Tyler. We're still waiting for him to come home. I Lost My Dog is a lost dog search, rescue, and recovery group located in Toms River, New Jersey. Their services are free, and time is of the essence, as we're talking about when you find a dog or you see a dog. The Lost Dog Search and Rescue's purpose is helping dog pet parents find their lost dogs before harm can come to them. Dogs that are found during that interim time, when Debbie or Matt are out there looking for the lost dog, they're dogs that have been abandoned and deserted. They stumble upon these dogs. They are also picked up by I Lost My Dog, and they will be given shelter, medical attention, rehabilitation, and then hopefully, God willing, they find a forever home for these beautiful animals. We all want a home. Nobody wants to be deserted. Our animals have feelings and a heart much more than humans do. They would never do that to their own, but we do this to our animals. And we need to think about that. We need to be more like our animals. We need to be kind, compassionate, and unconditional. The following information that we're going to talk about may save your dog's life. And cats. You guys find cats, too, sometimes? Cats, not too much with cats?
They're a little different than dogs.
Okay. But this is for dogs, and that's okay. I'm sure if Debbie and Matt stumble across a deserted cat, they're going to take them home anyway.
We have a cat now that we found.
I know you guys. You're wonderful. Again, Matt and Debbie Geisinger, they're volunteers for the I Lost My Dog group, and they are animal advocates, activists, and they have hearts of gold. Welcome, Matt and Debbie.
Thank you, Lori, for having us. Always nice seeing you.
It's always great seeing you. Animal lovers, I love it.
That's it.
I love it. And, you know, people don't realize, and what you do is astounding. What you do is amazing. There's not a lot of organizations out there that do what you do. I know that you are limited to just a particular area, but people can call you from anywhere, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Give us your website right now. Donations. What is your website, Matt?
It's ilostmydog.org.
Okay.
And speaking of that, we have had calls as far as Texas helping people find their dogs. Now, we do have Facebook pages set up, which is primarily for Ocean County in the state of New Jersey. But long before Facebook, we did have the website, and it's to help anybody and everybody that lost their dog. There's tips, things to follow, and we're always open to calls from anybody anywhere in the states that need information on how to find them.
Once again?
ilostmydog.org.
And you need donations. Tell us a little bit, and then we're going to get into our
show. For the
people
that have never heard of us before, let me briefly just tell you how we got started.
Awesome. And your mission and what you guys do, that was my first question anyway, so you beat me to the punch, Dad.
Okay.
Good.
Well, we think alike.
Well, we do. I'm not going to say great minds. Yours is great mindism, but great minds think alike.
Well, anyway, very quickly, we had lost one of our dogs from a doggy daycare. And fortunately, we found him 4 days later. But in that four-day span, we had tried everything, flyers, signs. We had people searching day and night. But we knew the helplessness. And once we were blessed that we found our dog and he was safe, Matt would go on Craigslist or anywhere else we would see someone pleading that they had lost their dog. We would offer our help. And we did it for nothing because I didn't feel right asking someone for money or payment at a time like that. We were very fortunate. We learned as we went and, you know, what dogs do when they go missing. And we have helped to bring home over 200 dogs today. But in doing that, we would also find dogs that were dumped. And we would take them in, get them medical attention, and we would keep them in our home as one of our own until we found them a perfect home. That has really grown, too. I mean, everything we're doing has totally just exploded. Because now, right. you know, people hear about what we do, mm-hmm. and we get calls about dogs being surrendered, or I'm always getting tagged on Facebook about mm-hmm. dogs within hours of being mm-hmm. euthanized. And, you know, the animal lover I am.
Yes.
I came home one day, and I said to Matt, I just pulled four dogs.
He was
that were going
to
be euthanized. And he goes, where are we going to put them? And I said, you know what? God will make a way. And he
does.
Did. And, you know.
He does.
We have also pulled dogs that are unadoptable that are seniors.
I love seniors.
You know, they will have sanctuary in our home until the day they die. Hmm. Because really my goal is no dog should die alone in a shelter or in the street. They need to die being
with
loved.
With dignity and love like
yes.
they give us all their
yes.
life unconditionally.
They need to know that they were loved and cared for.
And Debbie and Matt, people don't realize one in four pets will be lost sometime during their lifetime. Correct?
Correct.
And people don't know what to do. Here we are with Tyler. Vicky's been looking. She's done everything. I mean, this lady has done everything possible. It's not like she sat back and said, okay, well, somebody will find him.
We know.
She has done everything. And she's been in touch with you, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's been in touch with us several times. And the best I could think what happened with Tyler is somebody might have found him. Mm-hmm. And when somebody finds a dog and gets an attachment to him, all the money in the world won't bring them home.
I agree.
The reward is not for the person that finds the dog. The reward is for somebody who spots the dog and does the right thing and turns in that person who has him.
Good for you. I totally agree. And if you know, see if anybody out there that has Tyler, if you're in the listening, if you're in my listening vicinity, please don't be afraid. You need to speak up, and you can stay anonymous if you see anything like this going on. You don't have to say, hey, it's Marie, it's John, it's Tom, it's Sue. Just do the right thing, and you will never even be known that it was you. Just turn this person and go ahead, Matt.
And Vicky, Lori, we can be the third party also if they want to contact us to get in touch with Vicky.
Okay,
you
that's
know,
terrific.
That's we'll do that.
Please, and again, they would get in touch with you, how, Matt?
Through ilostmydog.org, our website.
ilostmydog.org, okay. And remember, there's going to be some point in your life where you may lose your dog. We're going to come back with Matt and Debbie, but we first have to do, we're going to go to a break first, but we're going to talk about our question of the day, we're going to have a news break, and then we're going to be all about Matt and Debbie with I Lost My Dog. They do great things. This blonde, and before I start reading, let's do our little commercial for Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. Then that's Suzanne over there. She does great things.
A Pause for Your Pet contest question of the day is sponsored by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, located at 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey. Suzanne's assorted pastries, cakes, pies, cookies, cupcakes, specialty items, breads, and gluten-free products are perfection. I have been a customer for years, and there's nowhere else that I would rather go for an Italian rum cake. It's the best you've ever tasted. All of Christine's pastries and breads are made to your desire and exact specifications. Owner Suzanne goes above and beyond to please all of her customers. Everyone is special at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. Holiday bread items, pastry, and cookie trays are always available. Satisfy your sweet tooth with the best pastry and specialty items in South Jersey at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey, 609-646-5666.
And here is our question of the day. This blonde bombshell pig is one of the central characters on The Muppet Show. She is a force of nature, prima donna pig, who is absolutely convinced that she is destined for stardom. And nothing is going to stand in her way. Her public face is the soul of feminine charm. But she can instantly fly into a rage whenever she thinks she's insulted. Kermit the Frog has learned that all too well when she isn't smothering him with kisses. She is sending him flying through the air with a karate chop. What is the name of America's favorite adorable Anna Prima Donna blonde bombshell? You know who she is. Give us a call. 927-1100. 927-1100. And please, we're going to do some great messages from my wonderful sponsors. We're going to have the news, and we're going to be back with the wonderful Debbie and Matt Geisinger. I lost my dog. Listen up. It's a great show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to A Pause for Your Pet. Yes, you are the sunshine of my life, ASP. Always will be. And welcome back to A Pause for Your Pet. So happy that you're with us today. We are with Debbie and Matt Geisinger. I lost my dog. And many of you have lost your dogs. No closure. We're still looking for our beautiful, wonderful Tyler. And I want to speak. Do we have Mark on the phone? Yes, our winner. Hey, Mark, how are you today?
Good. How's everybody doing?
Very, very good, Mark. And do you have the answer?
Miss Piggy?
Yes, very good. Very. That wasn't too difficult, was it today?
Yeah, one of your easier questions. Thank you for that.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm glad you won it, Mark, because I know that you do call in sometimes, correct?
We listen and call in as often as we can.
Oh, and your wife is lovely, and you've been out looking for Tyler, haven't you?
And we have, and we always do, and we make it a part of our daily trip when we go out to go into a big loopy circle to try and locate him.
I get chills when you talk.
He's out there. He will be found.
Let's hope so. From our mouths to God's ears, let's hope so. And Debbie and Matt are going to help us with that today. Anyway, Mark, you win it. You win cannolis, and you win a free bag of kibble and a hoodie for your doggy. And wait, you have dogs or cats?
We have cats.
You have cats. Okay, well, a cat can wear a little hoodie.
All
so.
Rescued. Every one of them's rescued.
Oh, God bless you. Now, how many cats?
More than one, less than 10.
I like that. I like that. You know what they say? Cats are like potato chips. You can't just have one, right? We were talking about.
Oh no! It's a good community for them. They're all buddies, and you don't see all of them at one time.
Right.
They're all scattered throughout the house. So
that's
we might
okay.
See one or two at a time.
That's wonderful. And you know what we do? We call our cats community cats now. It's no longer feral, so
yes,
we do call them.
Right.
And I'm so happy. And of course, you won a free month of dance. Your wife can go and dance it up over at Dance and Fitness, and that's on Tilton Road in Northfield. And of course, you have the cannolis, and there is a cattery now. Now, Pampered Pup has a cattery, so if you guys go away, you can use that free weekend, okay?
Thank you very much.
Matt, thank you. And what is your wife's name?
Barbara.
Hey, Barb. Thank you for listening. We love you as our fans, and keep on listening, okay, and doing great things for our animals.
Definitely will. And you guys do a great thing as well.
Thank you so much, Mark. We'll talk to you soon. And come in. You know where to come, right?
Definitely. We know where to go.
Okay. Thanks so much. I'm going to have the front desk for you. Bye, Barb. Bye, kitties.
She says goodbye. She's in the pool.
Oh, tell her I'm going to join her any minute. It's a great time for it, great day for it. Take care, Mark. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And from Kathleen, our dear friend, Kathleen, Rocco, male lab retriever. Retriever red coat, I guess. 10-year-old senior surrendered by owners. Urgent rescue. We need to get him out of this Cumberland County Animal Shelter in Vineland immediately. Debbie just goes, oh, we know about that place, right? I shouldn't say that, but they do a lot of, there's a lot of euthanasia that goes on there. His name is Rocco, lab retriever red coat. Who would surrender a 10-year-old senior? I can't even go there, guys. I can't even address that. I can't wrap my head around that. He is a 10-year-old senior. Please go take him, get him surrendered by his owners. I don't even call them that. I can't even tell you. Urgent rescue at the Cumberland County Animal Shelter in Vineland. their email address. You have to email them at CC, that's cat@rescue@yahoo.com. CCSPCA/rescue@yahoo.com. Phone number is 856-691-1500. 856-691-1500. Please call over there and rescue this poor baby. He needs a home. We're back with Debbie and Matt Geisinger. I lost my dog. And I, off air, Debbie, I had asked you, have you dealt with people that have turned dogs in? And I know you have also. What happens?
Well, we have had dogs surrender to us. You know, we have a 19-year-old one-eyed Pekingese, and he was, you know, he'll stay the rest of his life with us. His owners died, and the husband wasn't able to take care of the dog, and since then, he has also passed away. But he passed away knowing that, you know, his dog would remain with us and have a good life the remainder of what... You know what? He's a tough old guy. He might outlive us.
You know, well, no, we don't want that because he needs you to take care of him.
Yeah, and we have a lot more dogs that we have to save. We just rescued a, he's younger than a year old, the vet says, from Cumberland County a week ago Friday. He was going to be euthanized.
They have a lot of animals there. That's why I'm not pulling Cumberland County down. But they do some wonderful things. But we have to stop. And the only way we're going to stop is spay and neuter and address the fact that when you adopt a dog, whether you adopt, whether you purchase, whatever you do, whether you rescue, this is a lifelong commitment. Don't just look at it as a cute puppy that you're going to deal with for a week or two. This is a lifetime commitment. And they give you their life. You should do the same back to them. We have Wayne from Epsecan. Hi, Wayne. Welcome.
Hi, Lori. How you doing?
I'm good, dear. How's everybody?
Everybody's fine. Precious, Coco, and Mr. Peckles are doing well.
And Kitty. How's my Kitty doing?
And she's listening like she does religiously.
That's great, hon. And you have a question. And you're feeling...
Me and Kitty went crabbing this morning. We did quite well.
You good for... I bet somebody's going to have spaghetti and crab sauce tonight, huh?
Yeah. Now, I had reported a dog missing during the Dave Delaney time slot.
Okay.
I want to give him some accolades.
Go ahead.
Lori, because I tried to get on in the previous show, and I was denied. That upset me.
On my show?
No.
Oh.
No, come on.
I always, Wayne, when I see it's you, I say, come on, Wayne.
But anyways, what had happened was, this was like last Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
I'm on Shore Road between Seaview Country Club and the Bayview Volunteer Fire Department, right, otherwise known as the midsection of Conover Town.
Right.
And a gentleman in a medical utility delivery pharmacy kind of van.
Right.
Was stopped at the corner, and I seen some people gathering around. I'm like, what the heck's going on here?
Right.
I pull over, and nice guy, he goes, I found this dog wandering down Shore Road.
Oh, okay.
I said, well, let me take a look at him. Maybe he's right here from the neighborhood.
Right.
I take a good look at him. I'm like, don't recognize him. So I said, what are you going to do with him? He said he was going to take it to the Galloway Township Police Department. I'm like, good idea.
Right.
Which he did.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning I called Galloway, and they said that Animal Control had picked it up. What I didn't do, I didn't follow up after that.
Right.
My question is, once Animal Control, quote unquote, picks it up, do they take it to the Humane Society or the ASPCA?
They usually take it to the local shelter and make a decision there. They try to scan the dog for a chip and see who the owner is that way. But it usually goes to the local shelter.
Okay, when you say the local shelter, which one would that be?
Well, whichever, you live.
What county did you find it in? Did you find the dog? When?
Atlanta County.
Right, then it would go to the Atlanta County Animal Shelter.
Which is where?
Which is the one in Pleasantville.
Well, on Old Turnpike Road.
On Old Turnpike Road, right. That's the one that our tax dollars subsidize, and that's why we want to stop the euthanasia, because we need to stop that there, and we don't want to pay for euthanizing your animals. We want to pay for animals to live and be healthy. But, yes, they go there, and that's, yes, and if they're not claimed in 7 days.
7 days, okay. That was the other question.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 7 days. So that's state. That's state law, and we have to talk to Senator Vandrew about changing that. Unless the animal is suffering and is really very ill, hit by a car, and there's no help for it, the 7 day limit. If someone does not claim that dog,
okay. Now,
correct. Am I correct,
yes,
Deb, on that?
Yes. 7 days.
That's the New Jersey state law.
Okay. Now I have another question.
Okay.
Do they have a website? Do they post? We got a dog in here today, and I'll take a photograph of him, et cetera, and do they do a follow-up? Owner got, you know, came and got his dog. Do you know anything about that?
I don't think any shelter will post that,
right.
Only because there's so many despicable people out there that will try to claim a dog mm-hmm. for free mm-hmm. just to get it to fight it or use it as a bait dog. But if you're still interested in this dog to find out what happened, you could always call the shelter with the date right. and the time it was picked up and, mm-hmm. and question them. They'll be more than happy to help you.
Right.
So, you answered my question.
Mention.
I wish I had done a follow-up.
How long ago was
I guess they would still give me that info, you know, a week later or something.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Call in tomorrow and speak with Kathy Kelsey. And just tell Kathy that Kathy Kelsey is the director there. And just mention to Kathy that you called in on Lori's show, and Lori asked me to call in and find out if the dog that was turned in by animal control is still there and what the status is, okay?
Yeah, and one last thing, Lori, I'll let you guys get good information, by the way.
Thanks.
This has nothing to do with you or your show. I was a little disappointed because I tried to make that phone call on WLND mm-hmm. previous to the Dave Delaney show.
I'm so sorry. Yes.
I said, you can't give me 30 seconds to get this
Well, you next time what you do is just say, this is an emergency call. I need to speak with, I need to get this, whether I can say it on air right now, a dog is missing. That's how you need to address that. Sometimes.
Lori, I was turned down. I was very disappointed. In fact, I am going to email or write Dave Konski a letter about that.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. If you told me it was an emergency.
I just think that was wrong.
I apologize for that. I don't know what was going on with the host at the time, but you can always get through my show, but that's not when it happened. I wish it did.
I understand.
But you did the absolute right thing, and don't be miffed by that. You keep on doing what you do because you're wonderful. Okay?
Yep, thank you.
Wayne, love to everybody, okay?
You got it.
Thanks for calling. Give us a call soon, all right, Wayne? Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That was Wayne, and Wayne always calls in, and that was great information, Deb and Matt. Debbie and Matt, why do dogs have a need to run away? Why do they run? And why do
There's different reasons dogs run away, but I mean, one main reason is built up energy. You've got to exercise your dog. You've got to walk your dog. Running in the backyard, a lot of people say, oh, but I have a big backyard. Well, that's not good enough for a dog. I mean, think about it yourself.
Right.
How would you feel confined to one area all the time?
Right, exactly.
Dogs love to experience new places.
Right.
We walk our dogs at several different parks in the area.
Right.
Because they get bored, too.
They do. They get bored of the smells, believe it or not. I mean, they're sniffing. And when a dog runs away, I mean, and you've found them in the past, I'm going to ask what the process is. How far do they usually run away?
Depending on the size of the dog and how determined it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, smaller dogs usually maybe 2 miles, up to 2 miles. Mm-hmm. A larger dog has more endurance. It'll take it up to about 5 miles or so. It depends on the dog.
And the breed. I would imagine the breed. Okay,
right.
I'm sure if it's a hound, too, because they're sniffers. They'll be out there roaming around,
right.
And their nose just takes them wherever they want. Are most dogs found first? What is the process? How do you get called? How are you contacted? How do you put the wheels in motion?
Before I tell you that, real important, because I want to be able to say this. One thing is, a dog, when they run away, they will find a source of water.
Okay, good.
Okay, so if you're listening, you've lost your dog, find a source of water, find a source of food. And by that, someone that puts out food for the cats, dogs will go and eat bird food, whatever they can find.
Aww.
All right? But how we get started, someone will call us or go on Facebook and post that they lost their dog. we will tell them to call the shelters, call the police, put flyers up, offer a reward, because not everyone's an animal lover like us.
Right.
And people like money, okay? So they, yeah, everybody likes money.
Not at the stake of our animals, though.
Yeah, but not everyone's an animal lover.
Well, I don't think
you'll get
even,
a neighbor.
You know, Deb, I don't even think you have to be an animal lover. I just think you have to be a humane, moral person to know. You may not like dogs or cats. When I say like, you may not want one in your home, but this is a living creature. We should not be harming any of them, really.
Well, most people will, you
they
know,
do.
Try to do the best
yes,
thing for
yes,
the animal. But then you have some that just don't care. They just don't want to be bothered.
You know, we get a lot of kids. We get a lot of kids because kids are out, especially now, summer time. The kids are always out on bikes. Kids not going to go out of the way to look for a dog. But, boy, if they think that they're going to get a reward, they look hard. They actually go out and search for the dog.
Wow.
So a reward, no matter how small, will get people motivated. But, you know, the flyers, calling all the authorities like the police and the shelters, very important. And then get your friends, knock on doors.
Also,
ahead,
a very important thing is to put a big sign in front of your house, because a lot of people don't use social media.
Right.
And if a dog is used to an older dog, doesn't travel very far, if somebody in the neighborhood finds it, sometimes they just wait to see a flyer get put up.
Okay.
So they know where the dog belongs to. So get the posters, the flyers, and a big sign in front of your house that you lost your dog.
Now, a point, Matt. Many people will call and say, you have the flyers out, oh, this is my dog. What should people do when somebody calls?
Prove. Show me a bill. Show me some type of picture that this is your dog. Show for some kind of proof that this is their dog. Don't just give the dog to anybody. If you find a dog and someone says it's my dog, have them show you some type of proof that it's your dog, because there are some despicable people out here snatching dogs from backyards.
Oh, horrible.
Picking up loose dogs, and they use them for fighting, for bait dogs. If you don't know what a bait dog is, they will take a little chihuahua or a small dog, throw it in a cage with a fighting pit bull, have that dog mutilated, but because it builds the confidence up in that pit bull and that fighting dog. It's horrendous.
I can't even think of it.
Just makes me so angry, but it's a fact. It's what they do.
We're going to try to get something passed in Atlanta County, because there's so many pit bulls breeders out there for money, 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 that if you're caught breeding a pit bull, you're going to get a major fine.
And let me just wait.
Go, Deb.
I don't want to put down the pit bull, because we
it's
have...
not the dog. It's the people.
It's not the dog.
It's not the breed. Absolutely
we
not.
We have three pit bulls now that are up for adoption that are absolutely lovable, sweet dogs. Let me just state that about a pit bull. That dog is such a loving dog for its owner that it will put itself at harm's way to please its owner.
I believe that.
You know what? No other animal will love you more than it loves itself, like a dog.
Absolutely. The one unselfish creature in this world that loves you more than they love themselves
is
your dog. And that's a saying, and I say that, and I get chills when I say that, but that is so
true.
They do not care. So don't we owe them just a little something in return? We certainly do. And trunking. We had our meeting today. Nancy Beal, who is the director of Atlantic County ASPCA. I didn't know what the terminology meant. Well, she schooled me on this trunking, and I asked Debbie and Matt, and Matt said, well, maybe it's selling dogs from a trunk, which is probably another form of trunking. Trunking is when these horrific, horrible, despicable creatures, I didn't even call them people, will take about five pit bulls, throw them in a big trunk, and let them fight to the death, and then they'll stop the car, and whatever dog is left, that's the dog they keep with them, because they got to get rid of the dogs. The other dogs are torn to pieces. That is called trunking, and that is going on in this day and age. Debbie and Matt, what is the specific time frame that a pet parent should look to? We have Tyler here for their dog to be found, if it is going to be found.
Oh, you never give up.
You never give up.
Okay.
Always keep hope, because, you know, someone might have Tyler, because they said Tyler's very friendly.
Right.
So at one point, Tyler might have gone up to someone, and they fell in love with them and kept them.
Exactly.
So right now you have to reach out to vets, pet stores, and hopefully neighbors, you know, with the reward going out there for Tyler, that a neighbor might spot Tyler, or someone else, knowing what Tyler looks like, might see someone with a dog like that and call.
And a lot of stolen dogs, please do not leave your dog in a car. I mean, especially, of course, in this weather. My goodness. With the door unlocked, there is, and I'm going to tell you out there, and I don't care. I hope they're listening. There is a van that is going around in our area, and they are going into shopping malls and into shopping centers such as ShopRite and so on and so forth. And they're pulling on doors to see if a dog is in, maybe not this time of year, but they have been. They're wearing black hoodies, and they are stealing dogs. Very, very, very big and very profitable for them. And what they do is they hoard these dogs, they put them on Craigslist or whatever, and they get money for them. And that's how they earn their living on with your stolen dog that's broken your heart. People will walk right into driveways, right, Debbie and Matt?
Mm-hmm. They're people going backyards. Mm-hmm. You've got to, you know, we have a padlock on our back gate because meter readers can come in. And they don't latch the gate.
Right.
And then someone else can come in. The wind can blow it open.
Yes.
So many dogs went missing because of that.
You know what, Lori?
Go ahead, Matt.
A good rule of thumb is if you wouldn't do it with your child, don't do it with your dog.
Good.
You wouldn't leave your child out in the front yard playing. Why leave your dog?
Absolutely. Why do that? People just, and they turn their head for 5 minutes and it's gone. And it doesn't matter. I saw on Barbara Lather from Popcorn Park emailed me this woman walking into someone's driveway. The little pommy was sitting there, picked the pommy up and left. But there were so many hits on YouTube that they knew who this woman was. She returned the dog, returned to police anonymously.
They're very lucky.
Now, in a survival mode, the dog may seek shelter. Tell us about what the dog does when it goes into survival mode. Are you able, how do you capture the dog if you see it? Tell us what your process is.
Well, it's different, you know, if the dog runs, it's pretty much doing, thinking quick. If a dog is running away, I'll try to look and see if there's a way that I can corner him. Recently, we were driving and we saw a husky. And I drove ahead. I let Matt jump out of the car. I drove ahead, and we tried to come in
corral the dog.
It ran in someone's backyard, and we followed it right in someone's backyard. And, you know, I said, is this your dog? And they said, no. And I said, okay, we're going to get it. And we cornered the dog and
well, the funny part about that is the people were having a barbecue and a pool party, and they didn't even think twice. They didn't even look at
the
twice.
They were still flipping the burgers.
The people that lost the dog?
No, the people that we went in their backyard.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Really?
But, you know, you really need to be careful and take – it's better safe than sorry.
Yes.
Put a padlock on your back gates. Put chicken wire along the bottom of the gates to keep them from digging out.
Good.
You know – so many people say, oh, well, I don't need to put a leash on my dog. He's never ran away before.
Yes.
Never say never.
I agree.
And you know what? Also, being pet sitters, we also notice a lot of the pet owners don't have their collars on properly. They're too loose.
Right.
And it's very easy for a dog to back out of that.
Slip out of the collar.
And it's not only the collar. It's, you know, the same with a harness. They have to be fitted
and
properly.
And put tags on your dogs.
And microchip.
With your name and phone number.
Yes.
Microchip is important, but some people are misconceived to think that a microchip is going to bring your dog home. It's not. If your dog is stolen and someone wants to keep it,
that's right.
You know,
I agree.
You're not going to, unless that chip is scanned, the dog's scanned, they're not going to find you.
And important to register that chip. Register it. Some people chip the dog and then they never register it. It's ridiculous.
Right. And the chip isn't a homing device.
Exactly.
You're not going to find the
you
dog.
Know, also, Lori, on our website, ilostmydog.org, I have a letter that I've put on there that people could print up to take it to their vet. And it's just simply stating that if you see a dog or somebody that's suspicious, please scan it and don't let the people know. So this way, you know, if it is a stolen dog, they could get in touch with the owners.
Very, very important. And don't think twice. If you see a dog, a strange dog, and he's looking around or whatever, don't think it's a neighbor's dog. See where the dog is. Watch it. And how can you tell if a dog has run away? I mean, if you're walking down the street or whatever, how could you tell?
Number one, if I see a loose dog, I'm catching it.
Automatically.
I'll find out who he belongs to, if he belongs to.
Right.
But if I see a loose dog, we catch it. And once I catch it, we'll scan it, go around the neighborhood, see if someone lost it, ask.
We'll call the police, call animal control.
See if anybody reported it.
Right. Call the police, animal control, shelters, download free lost dog flyer and tear off. You have that. Mm-hmm. Register your dog, with Pet and with Pet Finder. Post your lost dog on Facebook.
Very, very important.
Yes. Very important. Okay. You said that, Matt, before.
Yeah.
And Deb. Check for lost pets on PhytoFinder.com. Post your dog information, and also you can go to pet stores. You can go anywhere. Anyone will take a flyer and do that. And also, offer a reward. would you say? I think that's very important to do so.
Absolutely.
I think offering a reward. And Matt and Debbie, so now if an owner, if a pet parent chases the dog, will the dog run away once it's in survival mode?
Yeah, never chase a dog, okay? Never. Squat down. Okay, try to call them to you.
Mm-hmm.
If they won't come to you, then try to circle around and try to somehow corral them into an area that you'll be able to get them, because you're not going to be able to outrun a dog.
And if all else fails, you know, they could call somebody like animal control or even us if we're in the area, and we'll set up a trap to catch them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you work within what? How much of a radius? You're in
usually Tom's River area.
And that is, that's Ocean County?
Yes, Ocean County.
Okay. So people can contact you. Hopefully they're in our listening. And the thing is, now your dogs that are up for adoption, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we do. We've pulled quite a few from within hours of being euthanized.
Good.
We have one beautiful pit. We rescued her and her two pups from being euthanized. They were only 4 months old. The pups have found homes, but we have five dogs that we need to get spayed and neutered, and our funds are out of funds. I mean, you know, I'm behind in my bills for the home, because the dogs, you know, I can take care of them, you know. But I need to take care of the dogs.
Well, the gas company then needs to donate some money.
Absolutely. But, you know, I need to, and the one pit bull, she has heartworm.
Aww.
So I have to start her on the heartworm medication, which is a few hundred dollars.
I know.
So, you know, with five dogs needing to be spayed and neutered and her with the heartworm, one thing I will say, all the dogs we've ever adopted out, I stay in touch with every single one of them, and I never adopted a sick dog or unneutered or spayed dog.
And Debbie, where can they send the funds?
They can go to our website.
ilostmydog.org, and there's a donate button right on the front page.
On the left side of the front page.
Okay.
There's a link to donate.
Okay.
And once we find homes for these dogs, that'll open us up to take more in and save more.
Awesome. Now, I know we're at our last question. We want you back. The time just goes so fast. Matt and Debbie, what is the best advice you can share with us for people when they've lost their pet? What should they do? What is the number one thing?
The very first thing, call animal control. Call the non-emergency police. Try to get somebody to help you. Post it on social media. Facebook is the best place while you're out looking.
Okay, that's absolutely. And statistics show that less than 16% of lost dogs are returned to their rightful pet parents. The number can be discouraging to lost dog parents, but instead, it should be a motivator. Okay?
Yeah.
Debbie and Matt, thank you. I'd love you to come back within
absolutely.
The next couple of weeks.
Anytime.
We love having you. You're wonderful. I'd like to thank my very heartful guests, Debbie and Matt from I Lost My Dog, for dedicating their life and love in reuniting lost pets with their pet parents and rescuing all of our beloved animals. Everyone, please keep your eye out for Tyler. If you see him, call Vicki, 609-457-2150. Kudos to my producer, Jake Glassy Jr., who's taking Quinn back to college. News Talk 1400 WND producer, Brianna, thank you. Dave Kosky, thank you for giving a pause for your pet the opportunity to share the airwaves on News Talk 1400 WND. My wonderful sponsors, A Pause for Your Pet, Pampered Pup, Luxury Pet Hotel, Danielle, Jersey Shore Pharmacy, Curexa, Mark Taylor, Sunshine and Rainbows, Sunshine Cleaners, Ron and Chin, Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, Suzanne, and Sean and Mary Lynn Dance and Fitness. Thank you for tuning in and being a wonderful audience and tuning us in every week. He is your friend, your partner, your defender, your dog. You are his life, his love, his leader. He will be yours faithful and true to the last beat of his heart. You owe it to him to be worthy of such devotion. May your life be blessed with sunshine and roses and always be the person that your pet thinks you are. Mommy's coming home, right? Go see Max the Hero. Oh.